Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, no matter how much it's refined, there's always someone who wants to further improve the taste of a cup of coffee. And here's the latest one. When the coffee is put into the scoopy thing and inserted into an espresso maker, water is then forced through to produce the coffee. The innovation is to use not just water, but ultrasonic sound waves. The man behind it is Francisco Tulilio from the University of New South Wales. Afternoon, Francisco.
Hello, Sean.
What brought you to the idea in the first place that sound waves would improve coffee?
Well, I work with ultrasound, and it's very well known that ultrasound can enhance the extraction of anything from tissues, from materials. It's known for more than 30 years. I work in ultrasound because I've been researching the effects of ultrasound in food processing for more than 16 years. And like 6-7 years ago, there was somebody that came to university and wanted to develop a product based on coffee and fruit, and he wanted to enhance the level of antioxidants from the coffee. And he thought that by using ultrasound, he was going to improve the level of antioxidants. We found no increment on that, but we discovered a change in the color, as a more humid, more floral aromas, better texture, and a pleasant flavor in some of the samples that we did. The project finished at that time because the idea was to get more antioxidants, but then that sparked the idea on me on exploring how to brew coffee with ultrasound. I started working on that 5 years ago.
And so at the moment, in a conventional coffee machine, what is that process? What's that not extracting from the coffee?
What is not extracting?
Yeah.
Well, the things that I tell you, we things extract the most. One thing that ultrasound is doing is that it increases enormously the level of oils from coffee in the extraction, and it emulsifies them. And by doing that, the texture is better, and it has a very nice viscosity. We are doing the extraction at room temperature water, and we are using as well, the extraction is only for 2 minutes. And we are doing like 5 little fractions with water in those 5 minutes, in those 2 minutes, sorry. I said 2 minutes, during the sonication. And that's enough to produce this cold brew. You know that cold brew takes usually 16 to 24 hours, and we are doing just 2 minutes. Another advantage of this beverage that we are producing that we call ultrasonic coffee is that we are able to produce concentrates with brew ratios between 2 and 2.5, which are the same brew ratios of espresso. So we produce a beverage that is very viscous, with high content of total dissolved solids, a very pleasant sensation in the mouth, very nice aroma, a color that is a little bit creamy, and the sensory sensation is very delightful. Because if you allow me to describe it, it's like it's taking the best from filtered coffee, combinations of filtered coffee with espresso. Because for filtered coffee, it has this fruital acidity that when opened in the mouth is very pleasant. It's like a passion fruit, like a citrus, but potentiated because it's highly concentrated. It's not like the filtered coffee, which is very diluted. Then when you enter into the mouth, the sensation in the mouth is very pleasant because the viscosity and because the emulsified oils. And then when you pass it through the mouth and you drink it, basically, the aroma and the flavor is very clean, is very rich, is very powerful. And it's not ashy, it's not harsh. So it's very, very delightful. It's something that people have not experienced, and it's a brand new experience in coffee.
And so does that depend on what kind of coffee you use, or it improves all sorts of coffee?
It depends on the coffee that you are using. Yes, you ask a very good question, because we found out that these characteristics that I described, you found in middle roasted coffees. If the coffee is full roasted, it loses the acidity. It loses all these nice characteristics that are unique from certain varieties. And if the coffee is very light roasted in the other extreme, it has the acidity, it has the flavor, but it loses the consistency, it loses the viscosity. So we find out that the best option is the middle roasted coffees.
Okay. And did you have to put a lot of work into the actual machine itself to make the ultrasound part of it small enough to fit into a regular coffee machine?
Oh, it took us 5 years. Yeah. It took us 5 years. There was a lot of trial and error. But from every new approach, new experiment, new design, we learned what was wrong. And then we improve. Till we got to a machine that was the version number one that was fully functional, but it was large. It was really noisy. It was very, very heavy. During COVID, I moved the machine to my apartment and I have this table, which is glass, and it was close to break the table because it was very heavy. But then that one was perfectly working, but we learned that many things that we were doing there were unnecessary, so we reduced them. We were using two horns at that time and only one horn is needed. We were using this system that was moving the horns to contact the coffee basket. We realized that that's not that doesn't need to be that way. It could be much softer manually. So we completely changed it and we got to version two. And version two is fully integrated in a single in the single space of a normal coffee machine.
And when you use the machine, can you hear these the ultrasound? Does it affect humans? Do dogs start singing when you turn on the coffee machine?
Well, we are working between 38 and 42 kilohertz. We really don't hear anything. There's a little bit of noise, but it's very gentle. It's very soft. It's not a problem at all. And you're asking the question about the dogs. I'm not sure. I know that dogs can hear up to 28 or 30 kilohertz. I'm not sure. So if that's the case, they will not hear it.
Okay, that's good to know. And you're hoping now that this will, you know, become commercially available, that sometime in the future, people will be able to buy ultrasonic coffee makers.
Certainly, we are working on that. We got a patent that we submitted in December last year. The University of New South Wales approved me to do a startup. So I'm in the process of founding a startup. And yeah, we believe that it's commercially viable. Of course, it would be a little bit more expensive than a normal coffee machine. But we want to go first to the commercial machines, those that you can find in coffee shops, because those machines are bigger, larger, more robust, more expensive, and I need this extra bit that we require to add the ultrasound, it will not increase too much the price. It is different if you want to go to the appliances, because those have to be very low price to be commercially viable. So we need to do a little bit more of work of that, otherwise it will be a little expensive for normal coffee machines at home. But certainly for commercial machines, we can go there with no problem.
Dr. Francisco Truillo is a senior lecturer in the School of Chemical Engineering at the University of New South Wales. Francisco, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.